This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named James Post, J-A-M-E-S, middle initial F, last name P-O-S-T, date of birth 07-06-1955, date of appointment March 13, 2025, requesting physician Karen Krutchik, M.D., K-A-R-E-N-K-R-U-T-C-H-I-C-K. Dear Dr. Krutchik, I have the pleasure of seeing James Post today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 69-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who is having a dizzy spell since December. When he has a dizzy spell, he lay down, and it lasts about 2 to 3 minutes. He was sweating. He was seen by PMD and cardiology. Workup done, which is negative, including heart monitoring for 2 weeks. He is feeling uneasiness in the head, spinning sensation of the room. Went to the emergency room, also CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Since then, he did not have any bad episode, feels like he is going to faint. He went to see the ENT CT of the head done. Nasal spray and antibiotic was prescribed. He feels fine most of the time, no headache. If he move the head quickly, he will feel dizzy and imbalance. He has poor judgment. He has little bit incoordination also. Past medical history, near syncope, abnormal CT of the chest, supraclavicular mass, clavicular pain, history of benign pituitary tumor, overweight, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hyperlipidemia, essential hypertension, past surgical history, pituitary adenoma removed, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, prednisone, levothyroxine, desmopressin, lisinopril. Testosterone injection. Dutasteride, social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks 1 to 2 times per month. He is a director of transport. He is married, live with his wife. He has 2 children, family is the mother, father deceased at age 99. 1 sister and 1 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine. eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo and weakness. Physical examination. Blood pressure 160 over 80 in sitting and 170 over 85 in standing position. Heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, heart, bowels on present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination, strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, benign positional vertigo. Number 2, labyrinthitis. Number 3, migraine. Number 4, essential tremors. Next paragraph. His vertigo can be due to essential hypertension. Please rewrite again. His vertigo can be due to inner ear problem, or it can be benign positional vertigo. Labyrinthine migraine is also a possibility. I would like to order please rewrite again. He already had MRI of the brain and he is getting every year. Patient will come back to see me when his symptom will increase. Right now, it is very infrequent. He might need physical therapy for desensitization, or he need a some anti-migraine medication for labyrinthine migraine. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office for as needed basis.